Our next speaker is Catherine Stays from the Center for Excellence in Utah.
And obviously I'm not Matt Seymour, who was supposed to speak, but Matt was not able to travel, and so I'm in his place. And what I'm going to talk about is our perspective on the achievements of the Center of Excellence in Public Health Informatics. And want to start with what our vision was, our vision is to conduct action-oriented public health practice-based research to advance core public health missions, to integrate epidemiology and informatics with each other as well as, with public health practice, employ methods and models from computer science and social and behavioral sciences and other disciplines and apply them to the public health problems, and promote organizational partnerships and apply participatory research principles. And this last item actually is one that takes amazingly more effort than one can imagine. And I think that one of the huge benefits of the COE, and I hope you'll take it away from my fly-through and our slides, is in order to do the work that we've done, it's required an amazing amount of collaboration and effort between the folks in public health practice who are on the other side of town, and from us sitting up in the HSCB building at the Health Sciences Center, and the researchers at the VA and in epidemiology. We're all in different places, and then those in the local health departments that we work with. In the course of our COE, we've focused on several different priority areas, which have come and gone during the time of our first 3 years of COE funding and then the second 2 years that just is ending basically in about a week. And so we've had about 5 years worth of COE funding that will be what I'm talking about. The areas that we've been involved with, I'd say primarily have to do with surveillance, food safety, pandemic influenza, all of the meaningful use work we've been doing and how that applies to support meaningful use and communication. We've been focused on, translational research, which we've noted, in public health, the current models are missing, oftentimes the perspective of public health practitioners, and there's also the need for implementation and effectiveness research in the public health context, as well as integration of behavioral and information sciences, looking at applying cognitive science principles and usability and whatnot to public health system development and understanding the needs for decision support. So our COE has a leadership group that involves Matt Seymour is the PI. He's a clinical epidemiologist working at the VA and at the university. Bob Rolfs is the state epidemiologist at the Utah Department of Health. I have worked in public health for a long time, was an EIS officer, done a lot of paper-based surveillance, and Wu Shu at UDOH, and whatnot, on down the line. But our COE has involved Utah Department of Health, the local health departments, Denver Public Health, Intermountain Healthcare, ARUP, and we try to bring together informatics, public health practice, and epidemiology, and basically also bring together practice, clinical care, and academics. I just want to start with a story about H1N1 as kind of an example of our approach to solving problems, first collaborating and improving our problem analysis methods, improving business processes, and then developing systems to address needs. We've sort of done the same thing each time we've addressed a problem. And then I'll briefly talk about our knowledge management and visualization efforts, which are what we're doing now. And then tools that have meeting needs, and then some other things that I just think are really important. So first of all, with H1N1, we were just moseying along doing our research and whatnot, and all of a sudden H1N1 hit. And because of our COE, I would say that we could very, very rapidly work together to address what was going on in the community. And we did a study where we described the communication processes between the different players, assessed the clinicians' knowledge about public health guidance and what their needs were, and determined their preferences, basically by doing process analyses and also a survey of frontline clinicians. And basically, here's what H1N1 looked like. Using the GermWatch data, which was partly developed through COE, we were able to identify what was going on with influenza counts over time. And the outbreak started, and then we started reviewing websites and recognizing there's a problem, and clinicians were feeling really overwhelmed. So we very rapidly did a survey, collaborating with the UDOH folks and us all together, understood what the problems were. And one of the major problems was that frontline clinicians were being bombarded by information from CDC, by Utah Department of Health, by their own healthcare organizations, and through this process, we identified where there was a lot of wasted effort, and clinicians were just completely overwhelmed. We did a survey. They were receiving way too much email. It was a comic opera. They wanted to receive, limit the emails to credible sources, clearly identify new information, note when local recommendations differ from CDC, explain differences, provide information in context. So all of this kind of information is informative and help define requirements for what we're doing now. There's the paper down at the bottom that if you want more information about it. But what ended up happening was we were rapidly able to develop a task force and basically develop a new organizational strategy for communicating with providers and have a coordinated message. All the different entities involved were not reinventing the wheel and identified requirements for future message delivery. This was sort of an area, an example of how we've approached different problems. With the more recent COE, we're focusing on the decision making and workflow within public health, specifically decision support and visual analytics, and optimizing protocols, and also improving communication between public health and the clinical partners and the laboratories, and focusing on alerting and reporting. So one of the projects is just-in-time delivery of dynamically maintained public health knowledge. And basically, we were focused on improving communication to detect and manage health threats. So we're focused on three scenarios: public health case reporting, public health notifications, and request and response for information to support public health investigation. And all of these scenarios use the same infrastructure. And so we've been in the process of developing, and not just developing from scratch, but leveraging funding and resources that are already available through NIH funding, the CTSA funding for the further and clinical research infrastructure that's being developed. And so there's an open and secure service-oriented architecture that's being developed for the Utah Further project, using standard terminologies and building for standard messaging and whatnot, and information retrieval, context-specific information retrieval, developing a knowledge management system that basically is illustrated here. And actually, tomorrow I'll be talking about this a lot more, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. But the idea is to develop an infrastructure that can start to build and demonstrate the feasibility and the benefits of developing components that can be integrated into a national infrastructure. And what we've been focused on is this part right here. A lot of people are focused on all of this effort. In fact, the part with public health is focusing on this area here, but this project is way up here. How can public health do a better job of defining exactly what it is that they want clinical partners and laboratories to do? And so we're developing a knowledge management system component that public health can use to author what their requirements are, and it can provide information in both a web, human readable way and also computable logic. And basically, we didn't do this in a vacuum. We started by evaluating the business need and readiness for this. We did a survey of clinical laboratories. We've got the data and are analyzing it now, and we'll be summarizing that and publishing that soon. We also have done a lot of analysis of current websites and looked at usability. We've done a whole user-centered design approach of gathering requirements from public health and laboratory and clinical partners as to how they would want this information to be represented and how it would, what kind of a workflow that they would be interested in. And tomorrow morning I'll be going into that in a lot more detail. But essentially defining requirements and developing a reference implementation to enable lab ELR reporting. And we've been evaluating usability issues. I don't know. Anyway, I'm running out of time. So we also have two other components related to this project that I'm not sure we're going to be able to continue without this funding. I know you talk about Indiana will go on, but Utah, this will be difficult. We'll need other funding. This funding actually is very critical to what we're doing. Anyway, we are focused on being able to have public health be able to request additional information in a systematic and computable way, and case reports and additional information to flow back. And this is what we had in our aims, original aims, what was planned, but that got cut the first year and whatnot. So then we also have plans, and we actually have started some work. This is sort of coming off of what the H1N1 was stuff, is how we would structure alerts and guidance and be able to use that information, public health be able to author that and be able to push that information to the clinical setting, into the HR, and also be able to push information about what's going around, and that's related to the GermWatch project, which I'll explain a little more. So we had a bunch of activities we were planning to do with this. So I'm running out of time, and I have 11 more minutes? Nine more minutes. Okay. All right. So another big focus of our COE is visual analytics and decision support for core public health missions. And we're applying translational research methods. We're assessing and evaluating community needs, elucidating design objectives based on analysis of current system functionality and gaps in the currently available systems, conducting contextual interviews at the state and local health departments in Utah and Denver, developed an ontology-based approach that is rich and flexible and extendable in order to address gaps and limitation in the current tools, and develop innovative visual interfaces. So Epinome is what's been developed. It's an interactive web-based visual analytic workbench. It allows the user to directly interact with data and be able to look at data in multiple views and be able to view information as their needs change. So basically with Epinome, they can drill into you've got the set of data in the NEDS data system, and you can create line lists, you can create epi charts, you can create maps and explore the data. You can use two different line lists at once, filtering on different parameters that you're interested, or show the map of the state and then drill into the map of Salt Lake County right next to it. It's all based on what the user is defining as what exploration they want to be doing at the time. A lot of the query tools that you'll see are, okay, I'll show you a map, and now you can click in and see the line list, but you're not seeing those two things at a time, which is, you know, how an epidemiologist would like to be able to explore the data. The plan for Epinome was to adapt it to support outbreak investigation and surveillance for Utah's open source implementation of NEDS, and that's what they're working on, but I'm not sure that can continue without COE funding. And then also examine the effect of the diagnostic assessment tools and optimized protocols and assessments and decisions specifically for foodborne outbreak investigation. And analyze, disseminate and extend the tools to additional public health domains. And also there's an EpiCanvas infectious disease weather map where where they've represented what the public health epidemiologists, what they're wanting to model and sort of visualizing it. And this is absolutely in a prototype, exploratory mode right now. So we also have many other tools and have had other impacts. So GermWatch, pH-Access, RTSEND, automated CSTE reporting logic analyzer. So GermWatch is a you know, is a tool that was developed at Intermountain, but through COE funding was enhanced greatly through support of Per Jesslin. This is a tool that, since Intermountain basically covers about 65% of all encounters in the state of Utah, it's essentially a population-based tool, and you can do pathogen-specific surveillance, which is much more sensitive and early warning than syndromic surveillance. I mean, it's one form of syndromic surveillance, I guess, but, it's pathogen-specific surveillance. And with GermWatch, you can drill in to, you know, see the update for yesterday that was there, you know, what's going around in the community, and then you can drill in to, right here, maps and graphs, and you can filter and do all sorts of things, and you can look at all these different parameters. GermWatch is very popular with the clinicians in Intermountain, and it's used by public health as well. PHAccess is a tool that directly came out of COE. Through all the work that we were doing in COE1 and understanding what public health needs and how difficult it is to communicate between public health agencies, between state and local, between locals to local, between the infection control practitioners and the state health department, this just sort of, you know, morphed. And John Reed is the one who developed this. But it is a tool that is used by public health. And it has, if we want to use usage as how useful it is, this thing is being used every day in public health for secure emails, for looking at the data. It's basically, you know, it allows secure communication about current issues during outbreaks and whatnot. It is a single sign-on to access all the secure applications that the health department has. It's a simple framework with the ability to create and publish new applications with little development, and it allows communication, and you can easily bring on new users. And this tool is, openly available to anyone through COE. And through COE, we also, this is an example of an extension of COE. Because of COE, we have work, you know, we have faculty at the university, who, me and other faculty, who are working with students who would never know that public health isn't even a field that would be interesting. I mean, they have no idea what it is when they start in the program. They're engineers, computer science, and whatnot. And they get really excited about public health when they find out about it. And this is an example of an engineering student who saw the position statements and the logic and how difficult it was to understand, you know, the logic statements that were in the position statements. And so basically she came up with she has an Excel interface that has a back-end Java. She applied the logic that the position statements say to be applied and developed an interface where the epidemiologist could go in and basically she implemented the logic that they implemented for the hepatitis ones, and then showed the problems with the current logic. And we had some conference calls with the hepatitis epidemiologists in Texas and Massachusetts and one other place. And basically, you know, this was a tool for them to be able to see what happened when they changed things, and then this informed their what they published in the 2011 position statement. So COE floats everyone's boat. You know, I think for some reason people think it's just academia that's getting, but it's absolutely rising public health practice and research and academics. There's a knowledge transfer in both directions. There's integration of practitioners into the national effort. There's continuing education. Yesterday I asked our partners, and Susan Motais is here in the audience, you know, she said it's a safe environment for public health practitioners to get up to speed in a fast way. They can call us up and say, what does this mean? You tell, give them, just quickly answer their question, and they're off and running. And same with us, when we don't understand what public health, what the heck do you mean by this? They can answer us, and we trust each other because of all the work that we've done over time. And basically another example is during the measles crisis that happened, you know, there was an opportunity, whereas before this wouldn't have happened. It was like, we're having trouble dealing with how we manage all the contacts. Can someone come in and just be a fly on the wall and discreetly, because we can't talk to you. We can't talk to you right now. We're too busy. But we want you to listen to what we're trying to do and tell us how we could do this better. And that never would have happened without COE being involved. And So anyway, COE is also a force magnifier for training. It's trained public health practitioners by we involve them as faculty in our courses and bring them in. It trains graduate informatics students, engaging them in projects and whatnot, and also junior faculty investigator. Basically, the COE has jump-started 5 junior investigators and spun off multiple other grants. It supports national efforts. We are, done a significant amount of work in terms of the case report standardization work group. The work we did with RTSEN, it contributed to what's happening in Intermountain and also the ELR standards group, and then had tangible, impacts, publications and whatnot, and virtual meetings every week across town. But also we fostered relationships that take time to build and also fostered the community of innovators in public health informatics. And Wushu put this slide up yesterday. There's a process where, you initiate, there's a research space is yellow and the gray space is public health. When you're innovating, you need to have a space for research, and there needs to be a safe way to integrate that into public health practice. And basically, I'd say sort of this is where we are in all the different projects that we've been doing with our COE. The pH Access and GermWatch are off and running, and there's evaluations that are going on. Epinome is in the translation phase. The Knowledge Base project, we've done a lot of work, and we're in that collaborating and building. And the automated analytic logic analyzer is a prototype. So thank you.